There's a reason so many people make New Year's resolutions. More than any specific goal, people yearn for a chance for a fresh start. On this New Year's Day, NPR begins a series of reports called Starting Over. We tell stories of people who had to reinvent themselves. First, we travel to the mountains of Colorado, where a congregation has returned to their chapel after flooding destroyed the building. They've restored the building now, but KUNC's Grace Hood reports the real challenge lies ahead.
Chapel of the Interlude is a fitting name for a church in the middle of a narrow, winding canyon. In 1969, benefactors built the intimate wood-paneled structure to provide an oasis next to one of the busiest roads leading to Rocky Mountain National Park.
Well, good morning.
In 2013, a raging river between Estes Park and Loveland, Colorado, deposited mud, sticks, and debris inside the chapel's fellowship hall. After stripping down the walls and carpet to remove mold and water damage, about 40 of its members have returned, including Harry Fitchner.
There's a lot of work, there's a lot of strain, a lot of stress, but we just kept coming together.
Decked out in suspenders, a handlebar mustache, and beard, the 68-year-old tinkers with a new thermostat.
You see what we've got today? It's just building right back.
The church shed its 60s wood paneling for white walls and a tile floor. But one hurdle down, another to go. That's what it's like when you're starting over. Bus Tarbox, who's attended Interlude for 10 years, lays out the dilemma.
We have very few young people. We don't have any children. So we're going to have to appeal to the people who live up here. And so far, we haven't been real successful in doing that.
The average age in this congregation is 75. The oldest member just turned 101. Inside the tiny sanctuary, Pastor Dave Orison kicks off the service.
What are we thankful for this morning?
I'm thankful.
One churchgoer who's 90 says she's happy to finally get scheduled for an MRI.
If they don't hurry and find out why you're sick, you might just get well first, right?
Orison then starts a service he describes as gentle and non-abrasive.
All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father,
everything from Orison's delivery to use of traditional hymns is by design. Rock music may help fill the church pews, he says, but it can alienate those who are older.
I think many pastors have been pushed into the idea that growth is so important that disenfranchising certain groups is acceptable.
Orison says there's a delicate balance between bringing in younger members and retaining the older ones.
They're 90 years old. I mean, we have several of them who are 90 years old. I'm not going to encourage them to get out there and knock on doors and tell their neighbor that they need Jesus, you know?
And there are limits to how many people Chapel of the Interlude can recruit. The new sanctuary is already cramped. With overflow seating, they're squeezing in 60 people. After Sunday's service, the congregation snacks on brownies and cookies. Liz Fitchner, one of the youngest members at 55, says she loves the small community and from-the-heart sermons. Building up the church is about connecting with the right people.
See, before the flood, there was a house and a lot of trees in front of the church. You never knew there was a church here.
Now Fitchner says the house and trees are gone. Their oasis is more exposed.
So trying to bring some of the regular traffic maybe to come here and put it out that we're back open, that we're here again, worshiping together.
Chapel of the Interlude doesn't have a whole lot of extra space, but when you're starting over, there's plenty of room for growth. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood.